Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. You may be seated, not already so. It's all right. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. In just a few minutes, those words will be spoken over each of you as there are ashes placed on your forehead that were blessed for this day and placed there. These are reminders of how fleeting life on earth may be and how precious our time on earth will be. The gospel lesson appointed for Ash Wednesday is a guidebook for how we are to conduct ourselves, how we are to behave during this Lenten season and beyond, it's hoped. The simple teachings of Jesus to pray quietly and in private and to give of your time and talents and tithes, not with fanfare, expecting accolades, but rather secretly. And when you give up food or drink or chocolate or cursing or unkind words, don't spend time telling everyone how hard it is or what you're doing or what a great job you're doing. God knows, and that's really all that matters. And the message I personally continue to struggle with, those treasures on earth. You all now know just by walking into my office, I love treasures. They happen to be books and a bunch of God stuff in my office, but in my home, they're family pieces of furniture and china and children's art projects and projects I've been working on for years. But nonetheless, they are earthly treasures and some days take on too much importance. We are taught to store our treasures in heaven. Lent is a time for quiet self-reflection. And this year we've chosen to look at our lives and at our church through a wonderful metaphor, the restoration of Leonardo da Vinci's The Last Supper. For those of you who may be art historians, of course we welcome your participation in our discussions. So when we say all those wrong things, be sure and remind us. But for simplicity's sake, let's consider the painting. The Last Supper, which was and probably remains in terrible condition. Soon after the painting was completed in 1498, think about that, 1498, the painting started to fall apart. And by the second half of the 16th century, it was said that the painting was all ruined. And so over the past 500 years plus, the painting's condition was seriously compromised by its location, which was an old stone church, and the materials and techniques that were used, and the humidity and dust and dirt and poor restoration over the years. Modern problems, including a bomb that hit the very building that destroyed a large section of the building in 1943, and severe air pollution, and finally, tourists who want to see this famous painting. So over the centuries, this beloved artwork has been restored, retouched, and restored again, and often with some controversy. So it remains for us as a consideration of what it is to restore a great masterpiece, a masterpiece which depicts the Lord's Last Supper. It is the very painting that we see in the fresco on our altar. What is it to restore an earthly treasure of heavenly proportions? This was painstaking work and required a look at the past in painting techniques and media and a look to the future with modern technology and preservation tools like microscopes and microvision. And there were artists and scientists and all manner of experts involved in the latest restoration of the painting. But this metaphor of restoration is one we can think about in our own lives. For you see, we're just the same, whether as individuals or as a community, the church. We each need restoration, just as this masterpiece of Da Vinci's, to restore us to relationship with God and with one another. We need to think a little bit about our own past. How was it we were put together? What formed us? What makes us who we are? And what are our gifts and talents as given from God? What was it that damages our relationship with God or with one another? And once we've examined these things prayerfully and quietly, we can begin to look towards the future. We can, with excitement and joy, look to a future with God and with one another. And what do we want our relationships to look like with one another, with God, and with our community? What will our future be as our best selves? And what would that look like? And finally, we must faithfully consider the steps we must take to look into our future together. For me, I will examine my wonderful history in earthly treasures that were from my family, in some cases for generations. And I'll learn what I can from these things, and then I will move into my own future, recognizing the need to simplify and reduce the things burdening me and keeping me from my relationship with God and others. I hope to do this quietly and reverently, but of course always invite your prayers for my success. So will you join me in being restored? Will you share in keeping this Lenten season holy? Come back this Sunday and we're going to begin our own restoration project together after church. Keeping a holy Lent can be a time in which we're restored. Let's walk together and seek restoration and reconciliation with one another and with our God. And let us keep our treasures in heaven, not on earth. Amen.